do you like? Movie podcast hosted by inebriated people. That's Kai with the cracking voice and Heather's touched by evil. One thinks he's Spider-Man, the other is a ninja. It's the Man I Love Film podcast, it's the MILFcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to MILFcast. This is the Man I Love Films podcast where we don't do movie reviews. Nope, it's a place where people like films get together and deal with that shit. I am your host, Kai. Joining me, as always, the wonderfully spunky, tattoo-butted Heather Baxendale. Say hello, Heather.
Hello, Kai.
Really? That's what you're going to leave? Okay, I like that.
I sing beautiful. Just shut up and love it.
There's no singing on the show. So, you guys.
I don't want to.
We've had a little bit of an absence from the show. It wasn't our fault. We were having recording issues. So we've had some problems recently. We did a full show, a great show with our friend Fredo that will never be aired, unfortunately.
It was the 3-hour podcast.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty long. He had long answers, but they were good. I liked it. I had a good time with him. But we lost it, and then we had some stuff going on, so we were just kind of waiting to reconvene in June, and now we're back. So we were not taking another hiatus for anyone that was worried about that. And this is a different version of the MILFcast. So if you've never listened to the Man I Love Films podcast, please go to iTunes and download one of our older episodes. This is going to be a very special edition, a trivia show, because we like trivia. So we've brought some people on to help us out with this, and I'm going to introduce them kind of one at a time right now. First, I want to bring on our good friend. He is the co-founder with myself of the now defunct manilovefilms.com. He is Lamb Number One, the creator of Large Association of Movie Blogs. He's a man with a lot of accomplishments and not like to show for it, just like most of us. It is Dylan Field. Say hello, Dylan.
I'm so flattered. I mean, wow. nothing to show for. Thank you. Thank you. Good to be here as always. I'm the man who did a bunch of stuff 10 years ago and has done shit since.
You said it, not me. Okay, so what we've done is we did this a long time ago. We want to do a trivia show, and we like doing teams when we do these. We do these like maybe once a year. And so the man that has helped us out in the past is a former guest on the show. In fact, I saw in my Facebook flashback today, on this date 4 years ago, he had podcasted with four of us, I believe. So it's nice to have him back. He is known as the public transportation snob. He is known as Mr. Magic Kingdom. That's not even a good one to put it. I'll let him explain it. Give it up to our good friend Dan Heaton. Say hello, Dan.
Hello. I've brought many questions, so then I don't have to answer them and prove I know nothing. So I can watch you guys not know anything. So it's going to be fun.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun. Dan, what is your? Do you still blog? You're still blogging about amusement parks?
Yeah, I'm doing kind of all kinds of stuff. I still write about movies at PT Snob sometimes, and then also write about like theme parks and stuff at Tomorrow Society, and then I write about Survivor, and I'm doing too many different things, not that well, any of them. But yes.
Didn't you just take a trip? Where did you just go?
I went to New York a few weeks ago, but that was the last trip I took. But then we went to Disney World in March. So
how was it?
It was good. There was many, many, many people there who were in our way. But it was good.
Yeah, that's how it usually goes. Are they constructing Star Wars Land as well?
Yes, but right now it's just like a bunch of dirt. But yes, they are.
Yeah.
In a few years they will have it.
Sand everywhere.
They've already completed one world.
They're all set. Yeah, I think they're doing that at the end of like 2019. So that there will be many, many more people there at that time.
Yeah, they just opened Guardians of the Galaxy here in where the old Twilight Zone ride was, Tower of Terror. And they're starting construction. In fact, I found out today they're getting rid of the Indiana Jones shop in Adventureland. They're tearing up Adventureland to kind of make more room for crowds passing through there. It's a bit of a bottleneck in the park. So I was a little bummed to hear they're going to take out one of my favorite shops. But, you know, I get Star Wars Land, so you can't really complain. Anyway, I want to thank you for putting all the hard work in and being here today. So thank you, Dan.
Oh, no problem. It's going to be fun.
And then let's introduce our competitors. When I went to Dylan, I said, who should we play against? He named the two best people we know as far as trivia. They are co-hosts of the title-pending movie podcast when they feel like it. I'll introduce them individually. We have my good friend Chris Tansky from our buddy from Fright Rag. Say hello, Chris.
Hello. Hello, Chris.
Yeah, I hate calling you Chris. I'm used to calling you Tank. Yeah. Sorry, I take that back.
That's weird.
And then our good buddy Daniel Fogarty, better known as Fogues. Say hello, Fogues.
Hello, Fogues.
Oh, boy, you two are jokers.
I want to dive right into this. So here, I'm gonna give Dan complete control of the show. We're going to back off. So what we've done, we set up two teams. Dan, Fogues and Tanks and Fogues, who are really good at trivia, are going to go up against me and Dylan, who happen to be superior. So to make it even, we brought Heather onto our team to kind of drag the bar down. And I think now we're pretty square. So it's going to be the three of us against the two of you.
How does she feel about that?
I think Kai's insecure, so he picks on me all the time to feel better about himself.
She feels like it's true. Wow. She knows it's true.
That's insightful.
She absolutely knows it's true. Anyway, Dan, I'm handing the show over to you. Please take us down the MILFcast Trivia Challenge. Let's do it.
Okay, well, this is how it's going to work. We have eight rounds with eight questions each and a bonus in each round. Each question is worth 1 point. You do not lose points by missing because that would be really hard to keep track of. But don't get ridiculous with all the guesses if they're insane. And each one has sort of a theme to it. You basically, I'm going to read the question. You yell out your name. You can yell out while I'm reading. And I will do my best to say who's first. And then we'll go from there.
Sounds good.
Is everyone ready?
Folks.
I'm never ready.
He has to answer now, I feel like.
Folks, answer the question.
Seven.
Sorry.
I was told there would be no math on this exam.
Because of that, you actually, I will make an exception. You lose 10 points.
Sweet.
Okay.
I'm dragging you down.
And I will keep track of the scores. And also, if there is an answer that you think is wrong or you think there should be something else, you can contest, but try to be nice about it. Okay.
Okay.
Let us go. All right, the first round, it is very simple. It is the films of 2017. These are all questions about movies that have come out this year.
Shit.
Beauty.
All right, everyone, here we go. Number
I'll
one.
Bet that's one of them.
According to Box Office Mojo, what is the number one movie for domestic box office this year with just
folks.
Over... Yes, folks?
Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
That is incorrect. Kai.
Kai. Oh, God. Beauty and the Beast?
That is correct.
All right.
Damn. Oh, folks.
Wow.
Sorry, buddy.
Fucking
it was a good
folks.
Guess. All right. Number two. Last weekend's big hit was Wonder Woman, which earned over $100 million. Last weekend, we also saw the release of a movie with the subtitle, The First Epic Movie.
Folks.
Folks.
Captain Underpants.
That is correct. Going to ask what was the name of the title character. All right. We are tied.
Is it Captain Underpants?
That is correct. Yes.
Okay.
It's based on a book series. It's fantastic.
That is good. Okay, number three. Wonder Woman's main villain is Ares, who's commonly known as the God of War. In the movie's final battle, he refers to himself as the God of what?
Dylan, you got this one, man.
Can you call out somebody else's name? Can you bring somebody else in?
I just did. Dylan.
Dylan doesn't remember.
All right.
Folks doesn't remember.
Well, since
he doesn't remember.
The answer is truth. That's what he says in the...
Spoiler alert for those who haven't seen the film.
Well, I didn't give away who was Ares or anything.
So that's where she gets her lasso then.
It's ruined.
I'm
pretty sure I'll forget about it by the time I see it.
Wonder Woman dies. It clearly was not a big
spoiler alert.
Well, I didn't want to make it too obvious, but hey. All right, number four. Another big release of 2017 was Logan, which had Wolverine helping to protect a young mutant named Laura. What was the code name of her character?
Kai.
It was Kai.
Oh,
X-23?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Come on. I want to review the tape, Dan. You said we can have challenges.
Well, I will say that sometimes with Skype, you know, it gets very
all
close,
right.
But I did.
Kai knows that
first.
Very well.
Yeah. I've been on the losing side of that as well.
Go listen to my last Lambcast appearance. It's pretty ugly.
Yeah, the Lamperty, I always feel like it's that way. So, number five. Netflix has become a big part of releasing original films. What is the name of their upcoming sci-fi movie starring Will Smith?
Oh!
Oh, shit.
Come on, folks.
You know what's really funny is that I do know this and I have talked about it, but I can't.
It's on the tip of
me
my
too.
Tongue.
It's like a David Ayer movie, right?
I was just talking about it.
Oh, it's Tank?
Tank, yes.
Tank?
Yes.
Is it? As bright?
That is correct.
Yeah.
I
wanted to say
that
species.
After species.
Yeah, I don't know why. I wanted to say species.
All right. So we are tied 2-2. We are up to number six. This 2017 horror film was co-written.
Dylan.
Yes.
Get Out?
Incorrect.
Nice. That was a bold play, though.
No, that is true. I will continue. Was co-written by Jonathan Penner, an actor and three-time player on the TV series Survivor. It was also directed by his wife, Stacy Tytle. I will add another hint, if people don't know. It came out in January and was very badly reviewed.
That's every...
I'm trying to think of what came out in January, man. Jeez, Louise.
That's every horror movie that comes out in January.
Just about.
Tank.
Tank, yes.
The Bye Bye Man.
That is correct.
Wow.
Horrible.
Wow, that's outrageous.
That's a movie.
Yeah, I had to throw in the Survivor reference. I couldn't help myself.
I know. I expected it.
All right, number 7. Earlier this year, this character returned to the screen 15 years after initially playing the character in the series' first film.
Kai.
Yes, Kai.
Oh, 15 years. Crap, you said 15 years?
Yes, I did.
Never mind.
Ah!
Could you repeat the question, please?
Sure, one more time. Earlier this year, this character returned to the screen 15 years after initially playing the character in the series' first film.
Folks.
Yes, folks.
Wolverine?
No, sorry, that is incorrect. I should clarify, this was...
That was a strong bit.
This was the first time he returned to the series, so...
You know what? I went to the year 2000, and X-Men's 2000 as well, or 01, right? So...
Yeah, but that math wouldn't work out, because he said 15 years, so we're looking at 2002.
All right, well...
I took a shot.
I'm
going to
let you guys off the hook here.
Right?
No, no penalties. Yeah. The answer is Xander Cage...
Oh, God. That's true. That's very true.
All right.
Yep.
So many sequels. It's
I'll
too
take
hard these
porn
days.
Movies for 100, Keaton.
All right. Number 8. This one might be tough. At the recent Cannes Film Festival, this actress presented her short film that she directed and wrote called Come Swim, and she also has a new haircut.
This actress?
Yes. She is well known.
And she has a new hair.
Tank.
Yes, Tank.
Kristen Stewart.
That is correct.
I was going to say Bjork.
I was going to say Katy Perry.
That was kind of this is going to be a harder one, but I threw in the hair to help you. All right.
Definitely helped.
That's what did it.
I'm always keeping up on hairstyles.
Because there were all these articles that had headlines that said...
About her
film and then her hair. So, all right, bonus question. Get ready. This is for 2 points. This year saw the final chapter of the Resident Evil franchise.
Christ.
Can you name all the complete titles of the films in the Resident Evil series?
No, but I will be impressed.
Can. No lot for
I will be impressed if anyone can.
I can do a few of them.
Well,
can we? Wait, there's no penalty, right?
There's no penalty. So if one of you wants to start and the other one...
Kai,
go ahead.
I'm not going to get it. Resident Evil. And they don't have to be in order, right?
No, just name them all. And
okay, I'm going to try if you don't get it, Kai.
Okay, Afterlife.
Oh, that was the one I didn't know.
Resurrection.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Okay, Heather was next, I think, right?
Okay, yes, Heather. Okay, so the newest one is the final chapter. Afterlife, there's Apocalypse, there's the self-titled one, and Extinction.
One more.
What did you say, but it was wrong, Kai?
I think
Resurrection
was wrong.
It's not Resurrection, but it starts with an R.
Dylan!
No, Tank. I'm not done.
Heather still has the board for a little bit longer.
I think Tank was next. Fairness.
He
buzzed in right after, right after I finished.
So who's going?
Boom. Okay, well,
I didn't get Tank and Dylan, man.
Okay, well, I it was a little crazy there for a minute. So if Kai is okay with it, I will hand it to Tank. But all right, Tank, go for it.
Resident Evil, Apocalypse, Extinction, Afterlife, is it Retribution
Fuck!
In the final chapter?
That is correct.
Wow.
You guys kind of, yeah, unfortunately made it
Which
easy
I
for
have.
Him. Did you know that, Dylan?
I was piecing it together, and yes, I had it.
Sorry, I went with Kai. Okay, so that is the end of round one, where Tank and Fogs, mainly due to Tank, are leading 6-2.
Whoa! Hey, buddy! I had a couple in there!
No,
in
folks,
fairness,
you...
folks said he was going to rely on Tank during this
yes,
whole show.
I was going by that. Okay.
You know, in the pre-show, not for public consumption.
All right, so it's still early, though. There's a lot of different categories. Category round number two is called Old Man Tom Cruise. That is the name of the category. These are all questions relating to Tom Cruise and his movies.
Okay, I'm really excited.
All right, number one. How old is Tom Cruise exactly by year?
Dylan.
Heather.
Dylan, yes.
Hi.
No idea, but I will guess 55.
No.
No, I heard Dylan, Kai, or Dylan, Heather Kai,
Heather
Tank.
Heather was next. Heather.
Okay.
Kai, are you going to let Dan run this show or what?
Why don't I hear? I'm just telling what I heard.
Yeah, Dan's in charge.
All right.
Up,
I agree.
Kai.
Heather.
I remember watching Entertainment Tonight with my mom when I was a kid. He has the same birthday as my mom. It's July 3rd. And for years, he was the same age as her. And then he skipped a couple years and was younger. I think he's 53.
No.
Dylan.
Who?
Okay. You can't answer twice.
No, I think you're done. It's Kai. Oh,
okay.
It's Kai now.
I didn't know the rules.
Kai.
I think Heather's in the ballpark, but and Dylan went old, I think. So I'm going to go 51.
No. All right.
Tank.
Tank.
Is he 54?
That is correct.
My mom is 55.
You guys were circling
the wagon. He hasn't had his birthday yet.
He lost a year or two. They were the same age.
He looks young from all the calisthenics.
We're doing a great job of giving them points. I was going to take my bid after Tansky, and whatever was left in that 52, 56. I'm telling you, I was there.
All right. Well, that was impressive. Okay.
Nicely played, Tank.
I was off by a month. Damn it.
That's less than a month. Okay, number two. Way back in 1981, Cruise had a small role in a romance starring
Dylan.
Yes, Dylan?
The Outsiders.
Incorrect. But in a romance.
Tank.
Yes,
Heather.
Tank.
Endless Love?
That is correct.
My love.
I had a lot more of that question.
Endless Love.
I was going to reference Adam Sandler and the whole deal, but didn't even need it. All right. Number three, in this thriller, Tom Cruise ultimately battles with a villain, surprisingly played by the film director, Werner Herzog.
Kai.
Tank.
That is Kai.
Jack Reacher.
That is correct.
Where was Heather on that one?
Yeah, Heather, that's the one for you. That was your softball pitch.
I know. Hey, I've been working here, helping Tank along the way, unfortunately.
All right. Number four.
Oh.
Yeah, we've got a dragon.
Yeah, Dad was kind of distracting me momentarily.
That's okay.
Can't imagine why. It's nighttime.
Number four. In this incredible crime drama, a rare gray-haired Tom Cruise plays a
Dylan.
Killer.
Hi.
This is
God
Dylan.
God damn it.
Dylan got it.
Oh, God damn.
Collateral.
That is correct.
Great freaking movie.
Folks, Collateral.
Nice job. All right.
I think we heard enough from you in round one. All right.
We recently learned that Cruise will be returning to play an iconic character from a 1986
Kai,
movie.
Kai, Kai.
All right.
Ooh. Dylan buzzing.
Heather.
Well, no.
Yeah. Okay.
Kai,
folks.
I think he wants the name of the character. Unfortunately, I'm going to say the movie and go Top Gun.
No, that's incorrect.
Dylan. And I said it next, right, folks?
I heard Heather, man.
I think if somebody chimes in and they get it wrong, like he has to finish the question, and then we have to chime in.
But I
think Dan's in charge of that shit. We've already established that.
I will say in this
because you can just
say
your name.
I don't want to give anything away. So, if Dylan, if you guys all want to guess, that's fine. But if you want me to answer, finish the question, that's fine too. So, but Dylan didn't call in. Would you like to? I'll open it up. Dylan, do you want me to finish the question and then everyone can buzz in, or do you want to try?
Have him guess. Yeah.
That's
I didn't
Dylan.
Even think I was next, but whatever.
I thought I was next.
I thought Heather was.
Okay, Heather.
I thought I was.
Heather, then.
I will just make a guess. The character's full name is Pete Mitchell, call sign Maverick.
Wow.
Unfortunately, that is also incorrect.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for. Wow. All right, Dan, finish the question,
please. I'll start over.
Good thing there's three of us.
We recently learned Cruise will be returning to play an iconic character from a 1986 movie. What is the exact title that Cruise revealed for the sequel?
Ooh. Yeah.
Dylan.
Yes.
I thought it was called Top Gun : Maverick.
That is correct.
Wow. He even called it the colon.
Maverick. Yeah, well, I figured I was like, Maverick doesn't do it. So, all right. Well, you guys are catching up now. You are up to 8-5. Tank and Fogues are leading. Nice. Number six. The movie Edge of Tomorrow performed the amazing feat of killing Cruise many times. What is the name of the book that inspired this movie? Whoa.
Fogues.
Yeah.
Fogues.
I'll take a chance. I literally don't know the title was. I'm going to go with Live, Die, Repeat, because that's what they changed it to.
That is incorrect.
Ooh, Kai.
Okay.
Kai, yes.
This is wrong, too, but since there's no fault in guessing, is it called Edge of Tomorrow?
No.
Oh, that would be great.
That was a strong hit, Kai. That would have been my next guess.
That's what I was going to do.
Okay. would anyone else like to weigh in? Okay. The answer is...
Tank.
Tank, yes.
All you need is kill.
That is correct.
Oh, that's right.
Wow.
That's a deep cut, Tank.
Wow.
That was nice. Okay.
That was the original title of the film.
Yeah, and then
that
that should have been.
Yeah, everyone was pissed when they changed it.
And then they would have put it on DVD and changed it to Edge of Tomorrow. Yeah.
That's such a good movie, though.
That's
sidebar.
Great. all right, number seven. In this 1994 movie, Cruise played a character that has lived for multiple centuries. Name the movie.
Dylan.
Heather.
Tank.
Dylan.
Interview with the Vampire.
Correct.
Nice.
He was a very old man in that movie.
I got hung up on the mummy like immediately.
Shouldn't there be a colon, The Vampire Chronicles? That's not a full title.
I do my best. All right.
Wouldn't be Milfcast if we didn't mention colons 50 times. So.
Yes. Heather?
This is now the officially the colon episode.
Colon cast.
I love that when I go through our past Facebook things and it comes up. This was the penis episode. This was the boob nuts. Episode. This was the fart episode.
Head to toe, working our way.
Okay, one more before the bonus. Number eight, in The Mummy, Cruise is not really playing the title character. He's playing a guy named Nick Morton. Which well-known actor will also star as Henry Jekyll?
Fogues.
Dylan.
Tank.
This is Fogues.
Thank you, Russell Crowe.
Correct.
Who is Russell Crowe here?
This isn't Jeopardy.
That's a spoiler, isn't it?
Come on.
Not really.
Well, it did come out. So.
I'm guessing when you see the movie and he says, "Hi, I'm Henry Jekyll," it's kind of like.
Yeah. I have not seen the movie and don't plan to, I think.
I don't think a lot of us are going to.
I knew that months ago. I don't think
Okay, bonus question.
Yes.
For 2 points.
Bonus.
Cruise has appeared in 5 Mission Impossible movies. Name the directors of all 5 movies.
Kai.
Oh, shit.
Kai.
All right, Kai.
Well, here, let me just set everybody up for it.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And then y'all can take it home. All right. I'm going to say Christopher McQuarrie.
Yeah.
Pretty sure you're already wrong.
No, that's correct.
I'm going to say J.J. Abrams. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I'm going to blank on one right now. I'm going to blank on two. And I know who they are.
I know at least one.
Tank.
No.
Kai still has the floor for a little bit more here. So.
Oh, God.
Yeah, one of them you're going to kick yourself in the balls.
No, I got him. Dylan.
Well, you're in line there, buddy.
Yeah, Kai's got it, and he's still trying to guess here. So
I need to silence everyone.
And then
I know both of them. I just blanked on both their names. One of the masters of suspense and the dude that did the movies over in with the birds. God damn it.
You currently
Alfred
have two.
Alfred Hitchcock.
But I'm going to have to ask you to try to answer
her. No, go ahead. We can I want to say James Wong, and that's all that keeps on my head. That's so wrong. Go. Whoever's next, go.
Well, I guess Tank did weigh in, so I will go with Tank.
Okay. Brian De Palma.
That's it.
John Woo.
Yep.
J.J. Abrams, Brad Bird, and Christopher McQuarrie.
Yes, that is correct.
Damn it, Kai.
Jesus. James Wong.
That bird guy.
Sorry,
that bird
Dylan.
Guy.
Yeah, I like that bird guy. I was like, well. But McQuarrie is the one I thought people wouldn't get, so that was good.
No, they're like buddies.
That is true. Yeah, well, he's involved with The Mummy in some way, like producing it or something. So
and he tried to rewrite it, too. I heard it. I read an article today, but it didn't help, apparently.
Yikes. No, I don't think so. Okay, round three. This is a callback to something I did when we did a trivia podcast a long time ago, where the category is I read the songs and you name the movie, where I read song lyrics. You don't need to know the band or the name of the song. You just tell me what movie it's from, and they're all songs that are typically identified with that movie or on the soundtrack. And if
can you sing them for us?
No, see, that would be
too
easy.
You know, Dan, I can sing really well if you'd like me to.
Oh, wow,
I'm known
that's
for beautiful
that's
singing.
Harsh.
This makes
Hi,
it harder.
I ask me to sing every episode.
This moves up. All right,
that's the reason. So you're naming the movie, and if no one knows it based on the quote, I will add extra clues to try and help you. All right,
okay.
Everyone ready? Okay.
Yes.
And the score right now is 12-6 after two rounds. Fogues and Tank are winning. Okay. Here we go. Some things are worth fighting for. Some feelings never die. I'm not asking for another chance.
Who's typing?
I just want to
it.
Know why. There's no easy way out.
Folks.
Yes, folks?
This would be Rocky IV.
That is correct.
Fuck wow. Yeah. There's no shortcut home.
That second part was like in my, well, if they don't get it after the first part, continue. Because I figured
yeah,
that was
I was totally lost. And then as soon as you say, there's no easy,
no
way,
easy
out,
way out, yeah.
There's nothing else that could possibly come in my mind. Like anytime that phrase comes up in like pop culture or just regular conversation, my mind is singing that second beat.
I almost feel like that one was just for you to answer.
Thanks.
I think,
I'm glad that I got it, Dan.
Okay.
Nice.
And that was No Easy Way Out by Robert Tepper, who was the person. But okay, number two. Don't need money. Don't need fame.
Kai.
Don't take fame. Sorry. Kai, yes.
Kai. Don't need no credit card by this. Back to the Future.
Correct.
Nice.
That was the power
gotta
of love by Huey Lewis.
You got to sing it.
It's hard for me not to sing these, actually. But, okay. Number three. He found his aroma lacked a certain appeal. He could clear the savannah after...
Dylan!
Tank.
This is Dylan.
Tank, you can't just be louder and expect him to call you every time. This is not how it works. The Lion King.
That is correct.
Dylan!
That's from Hakuna Matata. From The Lion King. Okay, number four. Please, Mr. Kennedy. Uh-oh. I don't want to go. Please don't shoot me into outer space. Papa, please, Mr. Kennedy. Uh-oh. I don't want to go. Please don't shoot me into outer space. If you do not know, I will tell you who is singing, but I will wait a moment because that will
I think I know who's singing. I don't know which movie you're playing it from.
Give us a hint, Dan.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to name them in the people that are singing, which are their characters in the movie, are played by Adam Driver, Justin.
Tank.
Yes, Tank.
Tank.
Yes.
Inside Llewellyn Davis.
That is correct. Inside Llewellyn Davis. And it was going to be Oscar Isaac and Justin Timberlake, but yes. Okay.
Way to go, Tansky.
Number five.
You're my boy, Blue.
Where are you going? What you looking for? You know those boys. Don't want to play no more.
Oh, I got
more.
It, folks.
Yes.
That is Sister Christian by Night Ranger, and the scene is in Boogie Nights.
Correct.
White Nights. Nice.
Be hilarious if he was like, actually, no.
No. No, if you wind up like that song is associated more heavily with some other movie,
right,
then there would have been like a fuck. I'd have been like, "Heat and screw you, that is Boogie Nights."
Well, I'm assuming these movies, just, these songs are not big so in other movies. So, I know that was. I didn't even have to say to get to the like. I thought I'd have to get to like your motoring. What's your all right, I'll stop now. All right, number six. Dance into the Fire. That fatal
folks.
Kiss. Yes,
God,
folks.
That sounds fucking familiar. That is Duran Duran, A View to a Kill from A View to a Kill.
Correct. Folks is like
you're not getting any bond shit by me.
Going above and beyond.
This is where Folks' age comes in handy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm old.
Yeah,
well, come on, Dan. We need some like more modern films. I think.
Yeah,
well, the next few. Oh, they're not.
He did a whole entire thing called 2017.
Okay, here we go. Number seven. I'm a sailor peg, and I've lost my
Dylan.
Hi.
This is Dylan.
The Departed.
Correct.
Yeah, that one.
That
wow.
is
from The Departed.
That is I'm shipping up to Boston by the Dropkick Murphys.
That song's awesome.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Good workout song.
All right. Number eight.
I've heard.
This is your life. You can go anywhere. You got to grab the wheel and own it and drive it like you stole it.
Folks.
Yes, folks.
I legitimately don't know, but it sounds like something from like Gone in 60 Seconds.
No, sorry.
I really hope that's not correct.
I don't know the song. I have no idea.
I can tell you that the song was written by Gary Clark, but I don't think that really helps very much. But I will tell you the year the movie came out. If you guys
can we get the lyrics?
That'll
one
help.
Time first?
Yeah,
I will do
yeah.
the lyrics
yeah.
one more time.
Yeah.
The lyrics sound
right.
familiar.
This is your life. You can go anywhere. You got to grab the wheel and own it and drive it like you stole it.
All right, give tank? Us the year.
The tank, yes.
Sing Street?
That is correct.
Oh, that is not what
never
I
seen
was
it.
Thinking.
That's a good movie.
That's a great movie.
That's if you haven't seen it, that won't,
so
you won't be able to guess.
It's on Netflix, or was?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it still is.
Okay, well, here's a bonus question. Not as complicated as the others. It's just another one where I read the lyrics. I just made it a bonus because it might be slightly harder.
All right.
For two points.
Means,
I don't know if it'd be harder than Sing
Street.
But okay, bonus. Here we go. Hate the sport. Hate the sport. Hate, 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 hate the sport. Those are all the lyrics to the whole song.
Kai.
Yes.
Basketball.
No.
That's what I was thinking too.
Nice bid. Nice bid.
All right. It's from a movie. Well, I didn't have the year, but I know it came out very recently. It is a foreign film.
Oh, my Lord.
That's why it's the bonus.
Oh, okay. That's true.
All right. The answer is We Are the Best.
Never heard of it.
A punk film.
Never heard of it.
A punk film with it's really good. It's got like 10-year-old girls who form a punk band. All right.
All right.
What sport do they hate?
I don't know.
They
just
hate
like
all
of them. It's like their only song.
Everything. Yeah,
okay. Well,
they're 10, they're girls, and they're punks. They hate everything.
I'm down.
The score is 17-9.
We're getting worse.
Everyone
we need to come back.
A slight incremental lead every time. But, okay, number four, round four. The answer will either be Star Wars, Star Trek, or Starship Troopers.
Oh, that is beautiful.
I name
this
is going to
be this is going to be a battle. This is
everyone's going to be screaming names.
All right, here's the thing. I name a character, you tell me to which answer they belong. Starship Troopers is only the original film, not the straight to video. Star Wars and Star Trek are only the movies, not TV shows. Just
Rico's Revenge.
But there does involve some guesswork here. So, okay, is everyone ready? I'm going to have
to
try my best here to get the right person. Okay. Number one, Ace Levy.
Kai.
Yes, Kai.
Starship Troopers.
That is correct.
Nice
that
answer.
That is played by Jake Busey.
Was that a guess? Because it sounded like a guess.
No. I know the last name threw me off, but I know all the first names.
He knows his Starship Troopers.
I'm just saying Kai has a history of buzzing in before he knows the answer.
Dylan has a history not buzzing in at all.
Whoa, shit.
Kill the tape. Who's got more
shots
right?
Fired? Shots fired. Massive 9 points.
I will say I have not been keeping track of who in each team gets the right answer. So, all right. Number two, General Madine.
Folks.
Yes, folks.
That would be Star Wars.
That is correct. That is from Return of the Jedi.
Oh, was it
Empire? Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he like. Give some sort of spiel about the plan to attack the Death Star.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. And some of these characters, I have no idea what they did.
He's introduced by Admiral Akbar. General Nadine.
General Nadine. Yes. Some of these other ones I could not do anything with.
Luke Skywalker.
Number three, Sergeant Zim.
Dylan,
folks.
Tank.
This is Dylan.
Dylan, that's Starship Troopers.
That is correct. Yeah. Played by Clancy Brown.
See, that's why I yell into it.
Yeah, dude.
The great Clancy Brown.
Yeah, but yelling doesn't get it faster.
You be you, Chansky.
It's
we're in the lead.
Just commit.
But when nobody hears me.
Don't take advice from these losers.
He beat you on that one,
Tank. It wasn't.
That one was not that close, I think. Okay. Number four.
Not in my headphones.
Number four is Captain
Dylan.
All right. Dylan already said it. Yes.
Yeah. Star Trek.
That is incorrect. Fogs, do you
Oh, I'm going with Star Wars.
That is correct.
What was it?
It was Captain Nida from The Empire Strikes Back.
Damn it, yep. Dylan.
Hey,
Dylan, he had the same thinking as me.
Yeah, yeah.
Folks, would you have guessed Star Trek first?
Nida.
Yes, would have. I absolutely was going to. As soon as you said Captain, I was on Star Trek, and Dylan just had the bad luck of beating me to it.
Yeah,
I want everyone to realize here, too, like, there's only three answers.
Yeah.
So if two people buzz in, just yell your fucking name. You're going to get it right.
Right.
Correct. We haven't gotten that far yet. Captain Nita, of course, was killed by Darth Vader when he apologized. I remember that one.
Nice. Spoiler
apology
alert.
Accepted. All right. Number five. Elia.
Dylan.
Heather.
Yes, Hi. Dylan.
Star Trek.
That is correct.
Thanks.
That Elia is in Star Trek: The Motion Picture. She is
bald. Hey Dan, I don't want to second guess you, but I don't know about this no negative points policy you got going on here.
Well, it's okay. I like it to be fun. I don't want people to be scared to guess. Okay.
What's math?
Number six, Dizzy Flores.
Heather.
Dylan. Guy.
This was Heather.
Thank.
I was first.
I heard Heather.
Heather
Dylan,
was first.
Guy.
I heard Heather first.
Dizzy is Starship Troopers.
That is correct. Yes.
She's a ginger. I know that chick.
Dina Meyer.
She had the
boobies. Damn.
That was, I thought, the easiest one of the group.
She had the boobies.
It was. I yelled it and I said it fast. That's what you have to do, Tank.
Nice.
We've
work.
Gotten more Starship Troopers questions correct on this side than Star Wars, and that doesn't feel right in my being.
You guys are gaining on him in this round a little bit. Okay, number seven, Soren.
Kai.
I don't know.
Yes,
Tank.
Kai.
Heather.
I just yelled out, Soren.
Oh, yes. Come on. I beat him.
Sauron's Lord of the Rings, isn't it, Heather?
No. Well, yes, Sauron, and it's different.
Star Trek.
Well, it's Star Trek is correct.
Yes,
he was Spock's half-brother in Six, right?
He was played by Malcolm McDowell in Star Trek Generations. He was the bad guy.
Oh, really? Then who the hell am I thinking of?
I don't know.
His dad, maybe?
No, it was his brother. I'm just trying to think of what his name was. He's the one who tells his brother, what does God need with a starship?
Yeah.
I don't remember
that. I like when she does that voice.
Okay, number eight. Everyone ready?
Yes.
Maz Kanata.
Kai.
This is Kai.
Force Awakens, Star Wars.
Star Wars is correct.
Kai.
Maz Kanata!
Okay. Here is a bonus question. I'm going to name two characters. You must name the exact movie. And it is from one of these series. This may be a little hard. If you guys
it's not from Starship Troopers.
If no one knows it, I will tell you which series. That's all I will say. All right. The two characters are Chang and Valeris.
The
Does
series?
Anyone want to guess?
I really want to.
I
I know the series.
All right. Well, I will tell you all.
Pretty sure I know the number.
Okay. Well, Dylan, if someone wants
does the number count?
Well, no. Yeah. I need full title.
I think we do need the full title.
Full title.
One.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then I can't guess it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the series.
Dylan.
Is...
Dylan.
Okay, Dylan.
There's no. I forgot. There's no negative points. Jesus. Right. Star Trek: The Final Frontier.
No, that's incorrect. In multiple.
That's the fucking first one, isn't it?
No. All right. It's from Star Trek. If anyone wants to guess, but you. Excuse me, you do need the full name of the movie.
Folks.
Yes.
Star Trek 6, The Undiscovered Country.
That is correct. Wow.
That's the one I was just fucking talking about.
Yeah. God. I made that guess with ultimate confidence.
Yeah,
you
sounded
guys
like
thought
you
knew I
knew it.
That. I sounded like I knew that, huh?
It's
yeah,
Christopher Plummer, right?
Christopher Plummer is Chang, and Valeris is played by Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall, yes. Right.
Why did I think that was five?
I've never seen
five
these movies.
I like six. Six is a good one.
Six is good.
Six is a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chang is Plummer, right?
Chang is Plummer. Yeah. Valeris is the Vulcan played by Kim Cattrall. Yes.
All the even ones are good, right? Isn't that the rule?
Yes.
Yes.
Except for three
is good
one.
Too.
Whatever.
It's Sergeant underrated, I think. Underappreciated.
Yeah, three's not bad. Okay.
2, 4, and 6 are good. That's what you need to know. And then Generations is 8, and we'll stop there.
Yeah.
Yes. Fair enough.
All right.
First contact
is 8. Yeah. I'm going to get a little. Yeah. Okay. 21 points for Tank and Fogues, but 15 for Heather, Kai, and Dylan. They have gained.
Nice.
They're only down by 6.
Better.
All right. Well, we are up to round 5, which is all about, it's relating to movies, but all about theme parks. Yes, and I will try not to make this too hard,
folks.
So just I'm not going to ask you something crazy like what's the name of this ride in this place or something.
Okay.
All right, but prepare yourself.
I want to hear folks' answer.
What is your answer?
No, I'm going to keep it to the best. I'm gonna play it, but I'll be shooting
Mission
from
Breakout, Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah.
If he wants to waste his guess, be my guest.
Here we go. Question number one. You guys are going to enjoy this one. Disney recently opened an attraction with the title of Mission Breakout at Disney California Adventure.
Kai,
did you
Kai,
talk?
Kai,
sorry,
Kai.
I heard Kai. Okay.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
What? I literally just said it. Like,
no, Kai said it first while I was talking, I think, right?
Yeah, I said it twice and then kept saying it.
It
so
sounded
I
like
was
you were
board.
Saying, like, so I didn't totally know that was you. Sorry. That is correct. It was
I said
series.
It before the question was answered or asked.
Yeah,
well, let me ask you this. If I call out Kaiser Dylan's name, can they answer for
that
me?
That does not
no.
work. I'm sorry. That is not how it works. All right.
You'll probably do it.
Number two. Disney also recently opened the land based on Pandora from James Cameron's Avatar. In April, he announced a surprising number of sequels and actually
Dylan.
Put them...
Four, Kai.
Heather.
Dylan, yes?
Yeah, four.
Thank.
Four is correct. It was going to be how many sequels are planned?
All of them.
And how many will actually appear?
None of them.
Let's say one.
Yeah, he's going to die before the first one's released.
Yeah.
Oh,
He's in his office like John Nash in A Beautiful Mind with just paper everywhere and it's all blue. And
don't you
string.
Wonder what the hell he does? He's insane. It's
so
I'm
kind
telling
of
you, it's all a way to keep Sam Worthington out of other movies. It's like this massive, devious plan.
I like it.
Poor Sam Worthington.
I'm okay,
with that.
All right.
Yeah,
you guys are jerks.
Good. Question number 3. The Brad Bird movie, Tomorrowland, opens with a scene set at the 1964 World's Fair in New York. What famous Disney...
Tank.
Yes, Tank.
It's a Small World?
That is correct. What famous Disney attraction
they ride on.
Gives a young boy a portal to the title place?
See, I thought you were going for like the rocket
well done.
Or something.
Yeah, that was good. Okay, number 4. What 2009 horror comedy includes a late scene...
Hi.
Yes, Kai?
Zombieland.
That is correct.
Nice.
A late scene filmed at the Wild Adventures theme park in Valdosta, Georgia, which I had to look up.
Question. When did Kai change his name to Kai?
He's following Tank's approach, I think. All right.
I'm sorry for bothering.
It's from playing Lamperty.
Right.
Yeah.
It's from
Shell-Shocked. Hey, when I did Lamberty, I literally had to yell until they could hear it. It was usually the fifth or sixth time. So.
All right, number five. Disney's Haunted Mansion did receive the movie treatment back in 2003.
Dylan.
Oh, okay. Dylan, yes.
Eddie Murphy.
No, that is incorrect. With a movie. Or Kai, did you guess?
No. Oh. I was thinking the same thing as Dylan.
Oh, okay. With a movie starring Eddie Murphy. What filmmaker is a huge fan of this attraction?
Folks.
Yes, folks.
Folks.
Tank.
Guillermo del Toro.
That is correct.
Thank you.
And I would talk regularly done. About trying to make a new movie based on it. All right. Very good.
Did anyone here see that movie?
I've never
seen Eddie Murphy? No.
I've never seen it, actually. I've only watched a few minutes on TV and turned it off.
No.
It's so bad.
I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Does it, like, even do justice to the ride?
No. Like, nobody knows. No. Nobody saw it.
No one's watched it.
Except, well, and I've seen Casper with Bill Pullman. That's what's weird.
That is weird.
Which I have seen because my daughter's watched it.
Exactly.
All right, number six. What 2011 thriller set its last action scene at the creepy abandoned Spree Park in Germany?
Dylan.
Yes, Dylan.
Hannah.
Yes.
Yes. Wow.
There are some questions that I kind of know who's going to get it right, and I figured this was Dylan.
That's a Dylan question for sure.
I just watched that like 2 months ago. I love that movie.
I've heard they're actually going to reopen
it because of him.
All right. Number seven. What actor will be starring in a movie based on the Disney attraction The Jungle Cruise?
Tank. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Correct.
Dwayne Johnson.
Could have starred in it, Tank.
Yeah, right?
Tank. Call me Disney.
Tank, can you be an actor and then be in a movie with The Rock so we can have Rock and Tank in a movie together? Because it sounds amazing.
All right.
As long as it's not a sequel to Baywatch.
Baywatch Nights? Havana? Baywatch?
Ooh, okay, that works. Isn't there vampires in
our lives,
that?
I think.
Okay.
Morph off.
Number eight. This one I do have multiple choice if needed, but I'm going to ask it first. So if you want to wait for the multiple choice, that is up to you. Universal recently announced they will be replacing their Shrek 4D ride show in Hollywood with an attraction based on what movie series? All right, multiple choice.
Dylan.
Yeah, okay, Dylan.
Well, answer it right now then. Yes. You don't
I
get to, you don't
I
get
am.
To
name
Go, he's
in
going.
If
he's going.
You'll let him speak.
All right. Kong.
Gracious.
Kong is incorrect.
Okay, it was worth a shot.
All Kong right. burned down.
A.
They already rebuilt that.
B. The Smurfs. C. Kung Fu Panda. Ugh. D. Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Hi.
Yes, Tank?
Kung Fu Panda.
That is correct.
Oh, really?
It's not Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
I love Kung Fu Panda.
No, I'm just we surprised know, because it's not a Universal movie.
Yeah, well, I guess they're...
That's true.
So many of them are buying properties now. They
well, either was Shrek.
No, fair point.
Right, yeah.
That's a very good point. That's their DreamWorks theater.
This shows you how often I go to Universal Studios. Never.
Well, is DreamWorks... I'm sorry to interrupt, but is DreamWorks under Universal? Because they're not...
No.
They got bought out.
They probably just have a partnership with them to show their shit in the theme park.
I think they recently made a deal that's where this is coming from. Like,
yeah.
6 months ago or something.
Makes sense.
All right. Bonus question. There have now been 5 Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Can you name all the subtitles?
Kai.
Wow.
I think it was Kai. Do people agree on that? I think so.
Yes.
It was either Dylan or Kai, yeah. But...
Let's go with Kai.
Watch me blow this. I swear to God. Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Mm-hmm.
On Stranger Tides.
Mm-hmm.
Tank, don't help
going
them.
Backwards. At World's End.
Yes.
Curse of the Black Pearl. And then I want to see Dead Man's Chest.
That's correct.
Yes.
Nice work.
Good.
2 points. That's big.
Well done.
I didn't have that one, that last one.
Yeah. Well, it didn't sound right.
He's running through tanks, like, affirming his answers.
Like, we're all friends.
Yeah, well, because we all haven't seen the Pirates movies, folks.
Folks has turned off the friend banner. He is Rocky running up a mountain right now.
Okay, guys. Well, after five rounds, it is 25 to 21. That was a very good round for the Heather, Dylan, Kai group. Okay.
Good job, Heather.
The MILF team.
Yes. Wow. Round six. The answers to these are all numbers.
Okay.
So pretty straightforward, I think. All right. Within $5 million of the gross rounded to the nearest million, what is the domestic box office currently, as of last week when I looked it up, for Best Picture winner Moonlight?
Dylan. Particularly one in our group.
Okay, Kai, yes.
Domestic?
Domestic, it's just a number of million.
Because it made so much overseas.
29. Within five, right?
You've got it. The correct answer is 27,854,932. So I would have accepted between 23 and 33.
Nice. I would have been wrong, Heather, by the way. I was going to go with 34.
Wow. You would have just missed it by one.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not allowed to call your name, Dylan.
Now listen carefully to this question. Number two. How many official James Bond films have been released?
Oh, fuck.
Folks,
official?
Going up against the wrong team.
Okay, yeah. Yep. Folks, yes.
23. Oh, I'm sorry.
That is incorrect.
You said they're all round numbers. Damn it.
Hi, no, they're not all round numbers. Well, they're all numbers. Yes. So I got lost now. So 23 was incorrect.
Dylan.
Okay. Well, Dylan. Yes.
Heather.
Dylan has the floor.
Okay. Well, shit. I had a different number in my head, but I feel like folks wouldn't be off by more than one. So I'm going to go with 24.
That is correct. Because Spectre was known as 25, but Never Say Never Again was not an official movie.
Oh,
well done.
I know, I fucked up, Tank.
We just took a Bond question.
You did. Yeah, and I was, if you guys rewind the tape, I was talking some shit about Bond questions earlier on. I guess I'm off full of hot air.
All right, and just to clarify, it can be any, it's just a number. It doesn't have to be a round number, but all of them are. But I hope that didn't confuse you.
But let's make Fogs and Tank think that they're all round numbers.
Well, I mean, it's a round number, but I don't know. I don't think any of them are like 2.5 or something. Okay. Number three. In the Rocky series, how many times have we seen Rocky lose a fight on screen?
Kai.
Wow.
Kai.
Wow.
Kai.
Yes.
Loses in the first one?
This is not the way to do it.
He loses in the third one. He loses in Rocky Balboa. So what is that add up to?
So what is your number?
Three? Three.
Three is correct.
Yes.
Wow.
Folks, I want to challenge that.
Yeah.
Doesn't he lose in five?
I literally just had this conversation.
In Rocky 1, doesn't he?
No, see, I looked it up. The Spider-Rico fight, he actually wins the fight because they, like, stop it. But I did look it up. He beat Spider-Rico, yes.
Now, when you challenge and you're wrong.
Yeah.
No, I thought that, too, and I had to look it up beforehand because I knew somebody would say, well, what about Spider-Rico?
That's tricky. But, because
this is why
not everybody remembers the early part. Of like, you don't immediately recall that he loses in 3 before winning again.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
Rocky Balboa might throw people
off. Came to my mind even before Adrian was a losing fight. You know,
does he ever lose in the video game in Rocky Balboa?
Yeah. No, he wins the video game.
That's he won the game.
Yeah,
that was the whole thing.
Okay, and number four. How many times has Amy Adams been nominated for an Oscar?
Heather.
Dylan.
Hi.
This is Heather.
I have no idea. I'm going to guess. Four.
That is incorrect.
Dylan.
So what?
Yes, Dylan.
Three.
That is incorrect.
No, it's higher. I'm going to go.
Folks.
I think Kai did guess, but or did yell, but.
I'm going to go. I have to go higher. You said nominated, correct?
Nominated.
Well, she's number one, so.
Yeah.
I'm going to bump it up 1.5.
That is correct.
All right. Yep.
The five movies are
Julia.
Bug, Doubt,
Talladega Nights,
The Fighter, The Master, and American Hustle.
There we go.
Yes.
Thank you, folks.
Talladega Nights. I heard it.
And The Muppets.
And The Muppet, yeah.
All right, number five. How many times has Spike Lee been nominated for a Best Director Oscar?
Folks.
Yes, folks.
Bye. Heather.
Might as well guess, seeing as that's how the MILF cast people do it.
With a 50% advantage.
If I get them right, so good.
Let's go with twice.
That is incorrect.
Dylan.
I'm next, right?
I didn't. Kai, you guys all jumped in. It's really hard for me to know.
I heard folks, Kai, Heather. I never heard Tank, and Dylan just buzzed in is what I heard.
Okay. Go ahead, Kai. I'm trying my best. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, so I'm wondering if it's a... I want to say he got nominated for Do the Right Thing. I'm going to say once. Maybe it's like a trick question.
I think that's right. That is incorrect.
Wow.
Dylan.
Heather's next, actually.
Oh.
Doesn't matter. On the same team.
Go for it, Heather. Three was my guess.
That
is incorrect.
Really?
Really?
Dylan.
I thought it was two or three.
Oh, shit.
Tank.
Dylan has yelled in. Dylan, would you like to guess?
I'm going with zero.
That is correct.
Really?
Oh, see, I had my head in the right place. I'm thinking Do the Right Thing and Malcolm X. He must have, for sure been nominated, right?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Malcolm X was the only one I was thinking of, and if the answer wasn't one, then it had to be zero.
He was nominated for Best Screenplay for Do the Right Thing. And documentary for Four Little Girls. That's the only times he's ever been nominated for an Oscar.
Well played, Dylan.
Which is crazy to me.
But, after five guesses.
Yeah, you that was one where I was like, should I cap the guesses? Okay. How many feature films has George Lucas directed?
Kai.
Tank.
Kai, and then Tank, if he's incorrect.
Okay.
So and then got... Fogs.
Yeah.
Heather.
Five. We got five Star Wars. We have THX 1138. We have American Graffiti. That's seven. And they did Red Tails 8. No? What am I? Oh, shit.
All right. I need an official answer.
Well, I think he said it.
Said eight. Tank.
Tank's up next.
Let's see. He said four Star Wars, American Graffiti. I'm going to say he's directed six.
That is correct.
There we go.
Nice.
He did
not direct Empire or Return.
He directed THX 1138, American Graffiti, Star Wars, Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith. He did not direct Red Tails. He produced it, but he still.
Howard the Duck.
You're right. Yeah. And I tagged Empire on there, and that's not right. It was like Lawrence. Was it
Irvin
Lawrence
Kirshner?
I was going to say Lawrence Kirshner.
I thought he did Red Tails too.
Yeah. I thought he did Red Tails, and then I thought I forgot Howard the Duck for a second.
No.
All right. Well, let me tell you guys. The match is currently tied. It is 26 to 26 right now. So
it's very intense.
We still have two more rounds after this. Number seven.
Oh, dear.
In the movie Tin Cup, what score does Kevin Costner's Roy McAvoy shoot on the final hole of the U.S. Open?
But that's a great question.
Fogs is next.
Oh my God.
Kai, I heard Kai.
I'll go third.
Okay.
Fourth? I don't know.
I'm counting the water balls. Hang on.
You're supposed to.
No one's going to, oh God. This feels high though.
No one's going to remember who shot on.
I'm going to say 17.
That is incorrect. Fogs?
23.
That is incorrect. Tank?
Oh,
wait, who was third? Was it Dylan?
I had third.
Dylan.
I had third.
Dylan.
12.
Oh, well, now that's a problem.
was 12 correct?
12 was correct. I think Dylan was supposed to go before him. I apologize.
I don't know.
I heard Dylan.
Yeah,
we can wax the question, or Dylan can take credit of Tanks, whatever you want. You're the judge, Dan.
Were you going to guess 12?
Honor system, were you going to guess 12, Dylan?
No.
Okay, well, then I'm going to give it to Tank. I'm sorry, guys. Okay.
Because we're lucky I'm honorable.
Yes, I figured you would be. All right.
I was going to say 11 for what it's worth. That was close.
Yeah. All right.
12 is correct. Nice one. Okay. Within 2 minutes, plus or minus, how long is the opening single take that begins the movie Gravity?
Wow. That's a great question.
Dylan.
Dylan, yes.
Kai.
Let's go 21.
21 is incorrect.
That feels high.
Oh, who's next?
I'm next. I'm going to say 13.
That is incorrect. Fogues.
Oh, you Heather, got a nice window name. There.
Heather.
Let's go 10.
That is incorrect.
Tank.
I think Heather yelled out. So, Heather.
Well, yeah, she's next.
Yeah.
15.
15 will get it for you. The answer is 17.
I was going to say 17, damn it.
Just barely snuck it out.
Heather, I've already got 13 to 15 cover. Why do you say 15?
Well,
I got it. You didn't.
You
Shut
guys
up.
Both Good circled point. It very nicely.
Good
there.
Strategy.
Okay.
Even when we do well, we hate on each other. I love it.
All right.
We're family.
I think I should have.
Can we have a Fast and Furious question, please?
I think
How many
this
times
round I should
family?
Have penalized you for guessing, but I will not change it now. Okay. Bonus question. This is a single question. It still relates to numbers, but it's for 2 points. In The Karate Kid, Part 3, what is the final score of Daniel's match in the finals
tank.
Against Barnes?
All you tank.
Yes, Tank.
Is it 1-0?
That is correct.
1-0, like the score. Part oh, no, 2-0.
Because
he kept
like,
getting
they keep taking
penalties. They keep penalizing himself, right?
Yep. Yeah, because they don't want to. I actually saw that in the theater. I remember seeing
They want to punish him, man. That's what it is.
And then it's like, and then the time runs out. It's like next point wins kind of deal, right?
Right. And then he does.
And then he goes to like a canyon and plants a tree, and it's really weird.
And then he does the Macarena.
I wouldn't say anymore if I read
Dylan. And then the cast disappears off the face of the earth.
You may be leading into a future question. So.
And then he'll swing. All right.
All right. At the end of the round, Tank and Fogues are up 29-27 with 2 rounds left.
This is what we're here for.
Round 7. The category
like
is unfortunate sequels.
Oh.
Unfortunate sequels. Speaking of what I just said. All right. Number 1. In Mortal Kombat Annihilation, which regularly villainous character actor took the place of Christopher Plummer as Raiden?
Oh.
He doesn't mean
Tank.
Christopher Plummer.
Tank.
Yes, Tank.
Tank.
Not Christopher Plummer. James. Christopher James. From Highlander. Yes, Tank.
Lambert. It's James Remar.
That is correct. Thank you. Thank you,
nice.
Dylan. That, that was a bad miss by me there. I did it from memory.
I got it.
That's for all those
Tank
90s
knew
kids.
What was going on.
All those 90s kids.
Tank got it
there.
Right. James Remar. Yes. Okay. Number 2. What famous NBA star acted in Conan the Destroyer?
Tank.
Dylan.
Tank.
This is
Tank.
This is Tank.
Wilt Chamberlain.
That is correct. As the character Bombada. Yes.
I had your back.
Was it what?
Gesundheit.
Okay. Number 3. Jurassic Park 3 is far too concerned with the status of the relationship of formerly married couple Paul and Amanda Kirby, who are played by what two actors?
Fogues.
Tank.
This is
Come
Fogues.
On, man.
This is Fogues.
Thank you. William H. Macy and Taya Leone.
That is
nice.
Correct.
Who is also obnoxious in Bad Boys.
Yes, she is. As much as that movie's cool.
Jurassic Park 3. All right, number 4. What 2005 movie sequel currently has a 2.2 rating on IMDb and starred Jamie Kennedy?
Kai.
Yes, Kai?
I have no idea.
Tank.
Dylan.
Hold on. Kai, do you have no idea?
No, Tank. Hang on. You just sit me down there.
No, Tank is next, just to let you
know. Okay.
Malibu's Most Wanted 2.
No,
that
on.
Is incorrect. Tank?
I blame, dude.
The Son of the Mask.
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's why I love this guy.
I'm glad I didn't know that.
You gotta
right
see the movie Heckler.
No, I don't.
I've seen Heckler.
I have not seen Son of the Mask, actually. But all right, number 5. What unfortunate superhero sequel included a villain named Nuclear Man?
Folks.
Tank.
This is Folks.
Thank you. That would be Superman IV, The Quest for Peace.
Very nice. Good. Right on.
Yes. FYI, we're getting shut out this round.
John Cryer.
Yes, they are on a roll right now. Okay, number six. What thing actually plays a major role in Karate Kid Part 3?
Tank.
That is Tank.
Bonsai tree.
That is correct. Especially in a fun scene that takes place on the side of a cliff.
Wow.
Bonsai Tensky-san!
What was the theme of this?
Two Karate Kid 3 questions, Dan.
Well, that was the last round. This is unfortunate sequels. I thought I couldn't pass that
really,
one up. The bonsai tree.
The Tansky here.
The bonsai tree is so ridiculous.
The final category is James Bond and Karate Kid sequels.
Number seven.
Dan was trying to like cherry pick for something for everybody.
I was giving it a shot. We had Tom Cruise. I thought, number seven. I have a soft spot in my heart for the Highlander series, with the exception of this installment, which brings Connor McLeod into conflict with a really bad guy named Kane.
Fogues?
Yes, Fogues?
Highlander 2?
Kai.
That is incorrect.
Dylan.
Kai.
Highlander 3.
What is the official name
Dylan.
Of this movie?
You didn't say
Tank.
You didn't
Dylan.
Well, it's just the name. It's not actually called Highlander 3. Dylan,
right.
Yes?
Is it The Final Dimension?
That is correct.
Nice.
The second one is The Quickening, by the way.
Yeah, the second one, I think, though, does have Highlander 2, colon, The Quickening.
Yes,
Quickening. But,
yeah.
Isn't Mario... Which one has Mario Van
This is Mario Van Peebles, yes.
Yeah. Okay, yep.
All right. Number 8. What 1990 sequel includes an uncredited role for a rock star as, according to IMDb, this is his character name, pit inmate shot back into the pit? This singer would also write the Oscar-nominated theme song.
Fogues.
Yes, Fogues.
Kai.
Young Guns 2?
That is correct.
Wow.
Played by Mr.
That's
John Bon Jovi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you step back and appreciate what I just did, people.
Wow. Thanks, folks.
All right. We are up to the bonus question.
Getting swept this round.
You guys
hey,
did. You guys
one.
Got Tay Leone and William H. Mate. Or, no, you got one
no,
of them.
No, they did.
They did.
I got that.
We'll no, get, the, we'll get the Highlander.
I got the Highlander one.
Oh, right. You did get that one. That yes. One. Okay. Number 10, our bonus question. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Including all sequels and remakes, how many movies are in the Halloween franchise?
Kai.
Tank.
Heather.
Kai.
Oh,
yeah, we need this guy.
Tank's next.
Tank is going to be.
Tank has a t-shirt for everyone.
Yeah, he's going to be very disappointed if he doesn't get to answer this.
I know,
question.
Right?
Just settle it down. Get your answer right, Tank, in case Kai, misses the kick.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I hate it when Kai.
Oh, do we have to name them or just?
No, that would be insane. You just have to say how many.
Oh, I can because I can.
But it is up them. To. But
Tank wants to name them all. He wants to show his flair.
Okay, Kai, you figuring it out here?
Yeah, I got it. Well, it's probably wrong. I think I'm off by one.
Okay.
I'm gonna go seven.
That
seven.
Is incorrect.
Oh my God, that's way fucking low.
Yeah.
Way low?
I think Tank was next, and then Heather.
I'm not gonna get a guess.
Oh, well, Tank. How many?
But I think I know what it is. But Tank.
So it's Halloween 2, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, Halloween 4. The Return of Michael Myers, Halloween 5, The Curse of Michael
show
Myers.
Off over here.
Halloween 6, Halloween 7, 8. So with there's 10.
Is that your guess?
Yes.
That is correct. And I actually gave it away by saying number 10 right beforehand. But on
wow.
Action,
yeah.
I did not
that
want
was
you to
actually
catch that.
My guess.
I forgot a couple of those, man.
Yeah. So I will
yeah.
go through
H2O.
Yeah, there's the original
H2O
six,
I had.
There's six originally that were in the whatever original series. Then H2O, then Halloween Resurrection, which was the sequel to H2O. Then the two remakes,
the
Halloween and Halloween 2.
I forgot 5, 6 in Resurrection. I had the zombies, I had H2O, and I had the first four.
All right, well, I did not know that round was so good for Fogues and Tank. They now have 37 to 30. Wait, no, that's more. They got two for that. 38 to 33. But there is one
title
round left.
Title pending in the house.
And
I don't know about your math there, but I'll take
tied.
It.
I think we're a little
low.
It
was low. Tied. Yeah. How was it tied? Wasn't it tied? And then
it was 29 to 27.
No, it was tied in the middle of a round. Actually.
It was 29 to 27 at the end of the last round, and they just got 9 to our 1.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm reading it wrong. It is actually
37-30?
You have 28. I gave you guys an extra 5 because I had the Roman numerals there.
Dylan just anally corrected
your team,
of a couple of points.
Yeah, so every time you want to yell at me, Kai, why don't you yell at Dylan?
I'm trying. What is the score?
I thought we were 38-28 is the score.
All right, well, let's do it.
So you guys can do it, and we tank. We just need one pin.
This one's for funsies,
guys.
One
answer.
All right.
One answer this round.
This is kind of a quick round. Movie and director. I name a 2017 movie. You name the director.
This will be
interesting. I don't know if you guys can reel off 10. I'll be thrilled. Okay.
All right.
Number one. Fate of the Furious.
Tank.
Yes.
James Wan?
That is incorrect.
No.
Kai.
Yes.
Is it not F.
Oh,
Gary Gray?
Oh, I know.
F. Gary Gray?
That is correct.
Yep, good job.
Come back again.
Here you go.
All right. Take that, folks.
I know.
It's bad.
Number two. Resident Evil. The final chapter.
Tank.
This was Fogs.
That would be Anderson, Paul Anderson.
Nope, Kai.
Paul.
W.S. Anderson,
that is
right?
Correct, yes.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
Because I didn't want, you know, you could be confused with.
Yeah, no, I did not say Paul Thomas Anderson. I know the difference.
No, his name's not Paul Anderson, though. He's got the initials as part of his name.
I figured he deserved a chance to clarify.
Has he directed all of them?
Not all.
Yeah,
of them.
That's his baby.
He dropped out of one or two in the middle, I think. There was
really?
A couple. I think there was at least one he didn't do.
I don't.
Did he do
really?
All of them?
Yeah. No,
it's
he
his
didn't.
Wife.
Do all of them.
I thought
no.
they just
took
do
a.
It.
He took a break.
That like I don't think he did Apocalypse, and which was not very good. Okay.
It's his baby.
Number three. The Lost City of Z.
Oh. Shit. Dylan.
Yes. Oh, no, that was Kai saying. I was fooled. Okay. Anyone? The answer is James Gray.
A lot of gray.
Number
Got
four.
Brad Gray.
Matt
Come
Hardigan
on.
Is gray.
Get your buzzers ready for this one. Number four. Wonder Woman.
Dylan.
Tank.
All right, that's Dylan.
Oh. Patty Jenkins.
That is correct. Yep.
I knew that was coming, and I blanked on her name before the round even started.
Number five, Beauty and the Beast.
Tank.
Yes.
Who?
Dylan.
It's Tank. Hi, sorry, it's Tank.
Oh, Bill Condon?
That's correct. I should have been clear. All right. Number six, Get Out.
Dylan.
Tank.
This is Dylan.
Yeah, it was Dylan.
Jordan Peele.
Correct.
Yep.
I was waiting for that one.
Yep, me too.
Well, I didn't want to. I figured if I really went obscure, it would just be a lot of like James Gray moments. So, all right, number seven. This might be a little harder. Going in Style.
Kai.
Dylan.
This is Kai.
Zach Braff.
That is correct.
Nice.
Nice.
All right, number eight. Logan.
Kai.
Yes, Kai.
Tank.
James Mangold.
That is correct.
Too little, too late.
It's 40-33 now, but we only have a bonus question that is only worth 2 points.
That math doesn't seem
It's worth
right
eight
okay.
points, according to Milk Gas rules.
No, it does, because one question wasn't answered. This round, it's been 5-2.
Okay. Gotcha,
you guys have been
gotcha. Up.
Okay. This one is Kong Skull Island.
Tank.
And Kai said it first.
Duh.
Yeah, Kai doesn't know, too, so that's...
It is not Peter Jackson.
Oh, you took my joke answer.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, if you know. All right.
Tank.
Tank.
Jordan, vote.
I don't get a chance. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, Kai. I didn't
Kai,
think
you
knew
didn't
it.
Know it. Just say you didn't
If he doesn't
know.
Know the answer, he's at least going to make a joke.
Okay, well, I...
Tamir Bekefjord. Okay. Whatever his name is.
I'm sorry to say that is incorrect.
Star Wars.
That is correct.
Tank.
Jordan Vogt Roberts.
That is correct. Jeez.
Why do you know that? I mean, really.
He is a font of useless knowledge.
That is impressive.
Well, I mean, it was pretty useful. He just did some things with the knowledge.
Neither have I. That's why it was the bonus question. All right. Well, based mostly at the end on the unfortunate sequels category, Tank and Fogues have won 42 to 33. Nice job, everyone.
Hey, I think it was a pretty good fun time, though, right?
Everybody? Yeah, it was.
I hope that was fun for you guys.
It was, yes, totally very much.
It was fun.
It's very nice to have a host that doesn't berate you every time you get a wrong answer either.
Yeah, Dan, you did a great job. I got to say, that was a hoot. Very
well, referee in this crew. I mean, seriously.
Well,
so many voices.
Yeah, I will say,
good job.
There were only a total of 80 80 points possible, and you guys got 75. So there were only five that no one got.
We nailed a C between our four big brains and Heather's.
Yeah, I got to say that was a really saying before the show you were hoping the questions were just right. I think they were. You know, there was a nice mix in there. Everybody got involved. Everybody had some answers. It was great.
A little heavy on the Karate Kid and Rocky questions.
I didn't do a Rocky category or James Bond. That was tempting, but I tried not to make it too specific. That would have been a little too much down the middle.
How many questions were there total? 64 plus another 72. Is that right?
Yeah, 72 questions, 80 points.
And possibly. Two of them were about Karate Kid 3. That's all I'm saying. So I don't know what percent that is, but it's way too fucking high.
Heather, what's that average to? Heather, do the math. What's that average to?
2.7% of all questions were about Karate Kid 3.
Woo! What Dylan said. Right,
let's wrap this thing up. Dan, thank you very much. Will you do me a favor? Will you please tell people where they can go online and read all your writing?
Okay, well, my film stuff is at ptsnob.com, or you can go to tomorrowsociety.com if you want to read about way nerdy stuff about theme parks.
There's people that like to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So,
talk down on it, Dan.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's if you like it, it's a place to go, for sure.
Okay, so check that out. Thank you again, Dan. You did a fantastic job, and we'll get you back on in the future. Hopefully come do it with us again.
Yeah, definitely. It was a lot of fun.
Okay, it's on tape, so now you have to. All right, the boys from the TPMP.
TP, you had it right the first time. Title.
Yeah, I was mixed up the acronym. Yeah, why don't you guys tell everybody where they can find you?
Well, we're still online, but it probably is a good time to just discuss it on air. We did do our farewell show last month. We're not pulling the podcast down offline or anything, so we're just starting the clock on a reunion show. That's what we're doing.
Next week, maybe.
Yeah.
What about you, Tank? You want to say anything?
If you want cool t-shirts, go to frightrags.com.
That's true. They got a thing one I've been eyeballing. I still haven't pulled the trigger on. I need to get that.
I know. I like that thing one. The one that's
Which one?
The movie poster. Is that the one you're talking about? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a nice shirt.
And you need to mail me my Groot cup, man.
Oh, shit.
That got extremely personal. All right. Let me bring in my buddy Dylan here. Dylan, are you plugging anything, buddy?
I just want to say thank you for using me for my trivia knowledge and never, ever having me back on the show outside of that. It's good.
Wow.
Good to know
I'll
love.
Tell you what. Wow. I'll have you at my house next weekend.
Oh, okay.
All right. We'll do that. All right. Heather, what do we want to plug?
Stuff and things. Since we're back and we have like eight people recording the show. See, that's why we lost, because I can't do math. you can find us at MILFcast on Instagram. You can follow us on Facebook. You can follow Kai at Kiderman on Twitter. And you can follow me at Heather_Kenobi on Twitter. We have things to say occasionally.
Yeah, we got a Facebook page for MILFcast. If you want to check out some of the artwork I'm doing, go to @TheAmazingKiderman on Instagram and check that out. It's been real fun. I can do this all day, but there's beers to be drank, movies to be seen. I'm going to go do that. We'll see you guys next time. Heather, my love.
What does God want with a starship?
What does God need?